Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
Every election is important. Remember the infamous Zuckerbucks from the 2020 fall election? I'm talking about the millions of dollars that came into Wisconsin from liberal outside groups and went to a number of our most liberal communities to supposedly help with not just the 2020 elections, but also elections in 2021 and 2022. In-depth research conducted on this money revealed that more than $10 million of these Zuckerbucks poured into Wisconsin and went to 216 Wisconsin municipalities involving 39 of our 72 counties since 2020. Our five most populous cities, each considered a Democrat stronghold, Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, Kenosha, and Racine, received $8.5 million alone. A good portion of this money was ostensibly to be used for personal protective equipment to help ensure the safety and health of election workers in light of COVID-19. Again, research shows that very little of the money was used for PPE. In some cases, a municipality didn't use any of these grant funds for that purpose. But this money coming in to our municipal clerks wasn't the only outside problem we had. In addition to money, the liberal organizations also made people available to the election clerks in these municipalities, again, to supposedly help the clerks conduct the elections. These were outsiders who had no official authority whatsoever to be directly involved with the conducting of our elections. Official testimony that came out later indicated that these unauthorized individuals, in some cases, ended up pretty much usurping the authority of the legally authorized election officials. Concerned individuals began calling for our state legislature to step in and ensure this didn't keep happening. The Republican-controlled state legislature listened and took action. The result is that this spring, we, the people of Wisconsin, get to vote on two referenda related to the outside money and the outside people impacting our elections. On every ballot across Wisconsin, voters will see two questions, both related to the Zuckerbucks situation, but each question dealing with a different aspect of the issue. Question one deals with the outside money and asks the voter if he or she wants to amend our state constitution to prohibit, quote, private donations and grants, end quote, being applied for, accepted, expended, or used in the conduct of any of our elections. Question two asks Wisconsin voters if they want to amend our state constitution to make it clear that only election officials designated by law can be involved in the actual conducting of our elections. A yes vote on question one means the voter wants to stop outside money from coming into our municipalities during elections. A no vote on question one means the voter thinks the current situation that allows for outside money coming in is fine. A yes vote on question two means the voter wants only legally authorized Wisconsin election officials to be involved with conducting our elections. A no vote on question two means the voter is okay with the status quo that currently allows unauthorized persons to be involved with the conducting of our elections. While these two constitution amending questions are on everyone's ballot, this election is also about local government, as all across the state, citizens will be voting for school board members, mayors, city council members, town and village supervisors, and municipal, county, and appellate judges. These are critically important offices because local government is the level of government that most directly impacts our lives, and it's the level of government where we can have the most direct impact. Our spring nonpartisan general election culminates on Election Day next Tuesday, April 2nd. For this election, absentee ballots by mail have been going out for several weeks now, and this week is the last week for early in-person voting, ending in most municipalities at the close of business this Friday. Every election has consequences. This one is no different. Voters have the opportunity to have their voice heard on the two referenda questions regarding outside money and outside people impacting our elections, as well as on who represents them in their local government. There's no such thing as an unimportant election. This is Jelaine Appling for Wisconsin Family Council reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, president of the Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 1-888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, please visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.